Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Most of the clients are pretty similar. Every industry has a few little nuances, but most of the client process is similar from, you know, one client to the second client. So once they go through the process once or twice, they have it down. It's pretty solid. And then we have a full 12 months that we can walk them through every additional client that they get. And so, you know, by the time you have your fourth or fifth client, you actually already feel like a bookkeeping rock star, because it's not too hard. It's about 80% data entry, 20% higher level skill. And once you go through the process two or three times, you've got it down.
How you day? How you day? That was the voice of Tiffany Higgins. Tiffany is a mompreneur who has found a way to be successful in a career as well as being a mother. And she's come up with this way for other people to do the same with their lives. You find in the episode that with her academy, Bookkeeper Academy, she's done so much to give people an opportunity to make money. Especially now when we're thinking about the world and how we can do a lot from inside. We talk about how just bookkeeping can transform your life. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you hiring a CPA has fundamentally changed my life. And you hear in the episode why. So if you're looking for a way to continue to get revenue, and for a way for you to help other people focus on their expertise by taking care of the things many don't like to take care of, check out the episode. This is following up on last week's episode where we talked about affiliate marketing, and I'm looking to sprinkle in more financial literacy as we continue down the episodes, because I want to give you all ownership. That's part of using a difference to make a difference, right? All right, enjoy the episode, and please continue to reach out to me on whatever social media platform you prefer. If you have guests, if you have thoughts, if you have ideas, always love hearing from you. Enjoy. Welcome everyone to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's episode is with Tiffany Higgins. Now, Tiffany is the founder of the Stay at Home Bookkeeper Academy and a mother of five amazing children. She started her career out as a CPA working 60 hours a week during tax season, feeling guilty for choosing her career over her family. And she realized that 80% of what she was doing in bookkeeping data entry could be done from anywhere. Does that sound familiar? So why was she working for a corporation away from her family? Well, now she works for herself for 10 hours a week. That's a fraction of the 60 hours a week she was working before. Makes nearly the same pay with no more long days, no stress. And more importantly, she gets to spend valuable time with her sweet family. And she started stay-at-home Bookkeeper Academy to teach thousands how to make money while pursuing the freedom in life they desire, whether they're working from home or on the road in an RV. Well, welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And it's a real pleasure to have you on here. I love how you reframed your career and took ownership of that. What was that journey like for you where you decided to unlearn the idea of success and apply that to yourself?
Yeah, I think it was like just the journey of motherhood, honestly. Having those career goals, you know, fresh out of the gate, fresh out of college, but then starting my journey as a mom kind of changed my whole perspective of everything and made me realize that I had to choose really one or the two to focus on for something to actually really be your priority. And the first part of my life, I chose my kids and put my career on hold, but man, it was tough financially. We sacrificed a lot. We were, what I would say, very poor. And it was challenging because you felt like you were giving your kids some things, but not other things. So we were always choosing. And then going back to that as the kids got older and then working on the career again, was, you know, still a struggle, but at least now we could afford things. And then when I got pregnant with my third child and she was a baby, it all kind of happened all over again. So that's when I decided there has to be a better way than this tug and pull and the constant guilt and struggle and choosing one over the other.
Yeah, no, I love that because we often get caught up in this trap of we need to be in this rat race because we're not doing this in the way we're supposed to do. And I think that comes from when we set timelines that don't match up to everyone's lifestyle. You know, I have an MBA, for example, but I don't tell anyone, I don't think that having an MBA makes anyone special. I actually am a professor and I always tell my students, you don't have to be in school because one of the things I learned was that they might teach you that you can only get an MBA to be successful, but then you get an MBA and you realize, well, these people aren't even happy doing what they want to do. You know, and I know a lot of people who didn't even go down this path and are doing amazing things. I say all that to say that many of these success metrics that we set, when we get into the game of life, we often find that it's not as rosy as we might have thought, because if you're not doing what you're passionate about and you're not making time for the people you love and feeding the passions in your life, you're still going to be miserable because you're chasing someone else's idea of success instead of yours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like you hit the nail right on the head with how I used to live my life because, you know, you get out of school, you go to college. I got my accounting degree. I tried to work up the corporate ladder. And when that wasn't enough, then I studied my tail off for the CPA exam, passed the CPA exam. And that didn't really get me anything either. So, yeah, I mean, that was other people's idea of success. And now, you know, I show people that you don't have to do all that stuff either to be a bookkeeper or be an accountant.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Well, okay. So break it down for us. What is bookkeeping? Yeah. And what is a bookkeeping business?
Okay. So bookkeeping is the art of categorizing all of the transactions that are flowing in and out of a business owner's business accounts, all of their checking, savings, loans, credit cards, any financial data that comes in and out of a business owner's business accounts. So we would categorize those according to like appropriate and the most up-to-date tax law, tax information, and issue financial statements to the business owners so that they can understand exactly what's going on with their business and be able to not only make better decisions on how to grow or what direction to take the business, but to also prepare for things like upcoming capital needs or tax planning, stuff like that. So that's kind of what bookkeeping is. And a bookkeeper handles putting all of that stuff together.
So. Yeah. Wow. I mean, so, you know, it's interesting to listen to you because I honestly feel like you're changing people's lives. And I'll share a personal story here. When I launched my business in 2014, and eventually I started making money. And the difference, I'll tell you all, is when you start making money, especially in my line of work where I consult, speak, and do all these things, you get all these forms where they're giving you all the money, but they're not taking the taxes out. And you know, me being from Nigeria, I didn't even know anything. I just came here. I was like, oh gosh, I got all this money. It's different. And I remember getting a bill, several actually, but the first bill was, hey, IRS, you owe 20K plus or something like that. And I thought, wait, what? This isn't right. And said, if you don't pay by this amount of time, we're going to start seizing your assets. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, whoa, chill. I didn't, what do you mean? And what I had done is I hadn't actually been keeping my records. I didn't have an accountant. I didn't have a CPA. And I thought I was making money. And now I found myself in this hole, and which led me down the path of getting a CPA and an accountant. But she had to explain to me, you got to keep this. You got to keep saving and you got to keep a record of this. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. So I say all that to preface, you change people's lives by legitimately helping people keep this records, because there's a narrative out there that if you don't know what your tax bracket is, or if you don't know how, what to save or how to plan for things that you want to have, you know, people think that they're just going to be out of debt the more money they make. But that's not usually the case.
Yeah, exactly. Like you really do have to know, you have to plan for it and stay on top of it because the IRS definitely tries to get their fair share. So you got to stay on top of that. And yeah, a lot of business owners don't even know. So this is one reason why it's easy for my students to also build businesses, because this is such a needed service and it's so helpful to business owners that it's not something that you even have to market or sell. It's just needed. So as long as you're available and you can communicate with people, you can get clients as a bookkeeper.
Oh, so how can people, you know, go into your academy? What are they going to expect to learn? And how does it provide that freedom that you were talking about?
Yeah. So in our academy, we really have it structured. It's basically like a school, like a college, but backwards. Uh-huh. So instead of learning everything you could possibly ever need to know about accounting and bookkeeping for years, and then start applying it, we kind of take them from knowing nothing about bookkeeping, nothing about taxes, nothing about even being a business owner. And we teach them all the basics right up front. Super quickly. And then we show them how to start marketing. And then once they get clients, we hold their hand and walk them through the process of actually doing their books for their clients until they get the hang of it. And most of the clients are pretty similar. Every industry has a few little nuances, but most of the client process is similar from, you know, one client to the second client. So once they go through the process once or twice, they have it down. It's pretty solid. And then we have a full 12 months that we can walk them through every additional client that they get. And so, you know, by the time you have your fourth or fifth client, you actually already feel like a bookkeeping rock star, because it's not too hard. It's about 80% data entry, 20% higher level skill. And once you go through the process two or three times, you've got it down.
And to your point, and Tiffany, anyone listening, there are countless people in need of this. We are currently going through a pandemic right now where a lot of people, whether they're creators, are finding that their skill sets are being used by multiple people. And what that means is you get all those forms, right? Hey, we'll pay for your service, pay for your services. You could, any of these people, it could be your neighbor. You could be the one that is helping them keep those records. And that's all they need. You just say, hey, we need to make sure you're saving this amount and you're getting this there. And it's not necessarily financial advisor, but you do play that bridge where you can say, well, if you want to buy that house and you're trying to get that, you got to make sure that you are having X amount of income still here, because that goes to the taxes.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Our bookkeepers end up being kind of the go-to financial resource for business owners. And we provide that support to our bookkeepers in the academy, because you know, there's lots of different questions that can come up when it comes to taxes and stuff like that. Right. And even as somebody like myself who has a CPA license, you can never know all of the answers. So as long as you're willing to learn it and you know, rely on other people asking questions, especially in our community, then all the answers can be covered.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. The other thing that I've come to understand as a business owner is the idea of really understanding tax brackets. And when you make a certain amount of income, how that jumps. So I live in New York. Yeah. So you instantly understand what I'm saying. So I live in New York City. Yeah. So you have, and I teach in Jersey and the UK. So then you got all these things. So does New York, you got to have the state taxes and you got to have the federal taxes. And then as a business owner, yeah, that there's a payroll tax and then there's all these things. Sometimes a business will decide, you know, should I be an LLC or an S corp or all these things? Mm-hmm. Someone here thinking about how to find tax benefits in a very tax heavy state. What are those things they should be thinking about, you know, ahead of time? I know that you obviously there are many different states and you can't give a catch all answer, but I just want you to help prepare someone for mindset, because there's so much information out there like, oh, start an LLC. Oh, no, be an S corp or be all that. But it can be overwhelming if you don't have a guide.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, it's definitely important to have a tax person looking at your individual situation for sure, because really the smallest little factor, the smallest difference in your situation versus someone else's could give a totally different outcome and a totally different piece of advice from a tax expert. But you know, generally speaking, it's actually impossible to even do any tax planning without having like proper financials first.
Yes.
So you do have to have that in place first, which is where the bookkeepers come in. But then as far as like, having solid tax advice, having a tax expert too. And a lot of our bookkeepers also do learn how to prepare taxes and do tax planning. And they also partner with tax firms too. So the bookkeepers can also provide a connection or information into your personal situation that way. Mm. But generally speaking, if you've got clear financials, you'll be able to spot, you know, places where.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Maybe you're missing some deductions or opportunities for other tax savings benefits by looking at your financials.
Just wanted to stop by here before we get back to the episode. I wanted to let you all know that I do have a collective for people who are interested in developing their cultural competency skills, becoming more anti-racist. And it's a resource of things that you can do with your family, with your school, with yourself to work through your individual journey to become a better culturally competent leader. It's called UID Collective, and the link is in the show notes, but it's a mix of courses, it's a mix of resources, things you can download, and all you need to do is sign up as a member. It's a monthly membership. I'd love for you to check it out, use it with your friends, use it with your family, use it with yourself. Okay, the link is in the show notes. It's called UID Collective, and it's for those of you that want to improve your cultural competency skills. Back to the episode. Very important to always keep track, even if it's as simple as just a Google Sheets or Excel thing where you're keeping track of your revenue and your expenses. And it's very important for you to understand the difference between profit and, you know, income and revenue, because the mistake I made is I thought all my revenue was my salary. I was like, mine, I'm sorry. And then when I got that bill, it started to make sense. Everything that I was taking, the IRS was saying, that's the normal thing that your employer takes out. And so if you're your business owner, you have to make sure you stay on top of that because they have to come collect. So revenue is not income, your income.
Right. And we hear that a lot too. Another thing that I always like to talk about when it comes to financial statements is a lot of business owners focus on the revenue, but what a bookkeeper can really help you do is focus on your profit, because that's really the most important thing at the end of the day.
Yes, 100%. No, this is so good. I love this. And I know that I always, you know, preface this with my audience and tell them that I want to give you all tools to be able to utilize your skill set to make an impact in the world. But can you think of what would happen if you were constantly in debt, and it could be something that you could have someone, you know, properly advise you on so you don't make the same mistake? And I'm living proof of this. So that's what has happened. But I had to get into that mindset of actually understanding that just because I hate numbers doesn't mean you can't find someone that loves numbers.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it helps too, not being in that reactive mode. You want to be in a forward thinking position for your business, so you're not always just reacting.
Yes. You know, whether you decide to freak out or not, just breathe, relax, and then realize that, you know, Tiffany, you have a whole team, it sounds like, of people who do this. So there's that element. Okay. You said something about mindset. Can you dive in a little bit more and what the mindset is from going from employee to entrepreneur?
Yes, this is a fun topic to talk about. I feel like it's quite a huge shift. So, you know, obviously when you go from employee to entrepreneur, the first thing is like the accountability is all on you. Everything's on you. So you have to be okay with kind of making decisions, being alone at times, and being okay with stepping out into the darkness, into the unknown, because that's kind of what entrepreneurship is, being okay with like stepping into this dark tunnel, shedding some light on it, taking a couple more steps. Now you're in another dark tunnel, but you just keep figuring it out and keep moving forward, because every new tunnel that you get into, then you shed light on, it's like a happier, better, more financially stable version of yourself.
Yeah. 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 And the thing with the mindset is once you start shifting, I'm guessing, you know, from that idea of you just being an employee to an entrepreneur, you start to realize that you can attract more opportunities. I think some people feel like when they hear this talk, they feel like I'm not an entrepreneur. You can't tell me I actually love my job. It's not necessarily saying that you need to quit to have an entrepreneur mindset. It's the idea that you can have an entrepreneur mindset even within your company, which can allow you to tap into multiple passions, whether it's in your company or outside of company, or to demand your actual self-worth. So,
Yeah, absolutely. It can open up some really cool opportunities for you in the workplace as well, if you can look at your employment in that fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you said something in the one sheet I saw of you, you said something that was interesting to me, how to bring home more than the breadwinner while staying at home with your family. And so I was like, I want to ask her more about this. This is an ideal balance for many people. So please break it down.
Okay. So I'll give you an example of what happened for me, and then I'll tell you what's happened to my students. Okay. So I decided to just go out there and launch my bookkeeping business back in May of 2015. And I had an infant at home. So I was just looking to pick up some on the side. No huge business, just a little side hustle, which is where I said, you know, less than 10 hours a week, I was making what I was making at my full-time job. And that's all I wanted to do. But it was so easy to get bookkeeping clients, and it just kind of snowballed that within 7 months, I had enough clients that covered all of our bills. And my husband was able to retire on Christmas Eve of 2015.
Oh!
So, yeah, we're coming up on 6 years of him being a stay-at-home dad. And it didn't take long. It wasn't even a year before I completely exceeded, you know, both of our old take-home pays. So I became the breadwinner very quickly with my bookkeeping business. And I've got several students just in the last couple of months, two of my students who have had a bookkeeping business for only about a year. They have both retired their husbands as well, and are now the breadwinners, and they have little kids at home. One of my students just had a baby, and 2 months later, her husband quit his job. So it's great, because when that happens, everybody gets to be home. They get to be home. My husband was only able to see my daughter for like an hour every day because of his work schedule and her sleep schedule. And once he became a stay-at-home dad, he's never missed out on a single thing since then. And neither have I.
Tiffany, this is beautiful. And the other thing I love about what you're saying is you're actually challenging gender norms and all those stereotypes. And we love this on the podcast, because the whole premise is use your difference to make a difference, challenge all the dynamics, take the toxic elements out of tradition, out of that. But, you know, every example you brought up was a woman retiring a husband. Mm-hmm. That is not the collective narrative that we often hear. And I love the confidence of that, and the idea of even a stay-at-home dad and two stay-at-home parents. And that's ultimately, I find, what a lot of people want. You know, initially when you're young, you might chase the idea. I need to go to Ivy League. I need to get this. It's going to make me look successful. And then you get in the field and you're like, well, I just want to be there for my family. What about the money? I can't do that. And so you're saying, well, you can make money and still be here for the family. And then
that's our motto. Our motto in our Facebook group is called Have Your Cake and Eat It Too. Because we believe that you can.
Well, if you're going to have your cake and eat it. One of the, you know, the things that often creates that defeatist mindset is, well, I'm a new entrepreneur. How exactly am I going to find clients? Do you have any secrets? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's super easy. Of course, we walk our students through this, you know, all day long in our academy. But really, in this industry, looking for bookkeeping clients, all you have to do is talk to people. Like, it's literally that easy. But when you really break it down, I mean, you can go to networking events and just meet business owners in person. You can, the easiest ways that our students find clients is by emailing local tax professionals that get overloaded. Especially ones that don't necessarily do bookkeeping, but maybe they have 100 or 200 tax clients. All those tax clients are more than likely business owners. So if you can partner with one or two tax experts, you have a steady stream of bookkeeping clients right there.
Yeah.
So those are just a couple of ways. And of course, social media. I have one student who, she had an in-home daycare and she was only making about like $1,000, $1,500 a month doing this in-home daycare. But between the kids she was watching and her own kids, she had five kids home all day. And she grew her business during nap time and in the evenings just on social media. And she's making over like $7,000 or $8,000 a month right now and doesn't have to do the daycare anymore. And she did it all. She grew it all over social media while the kids were sleeping.
What you're saying is so true because, you know, when I was in my tax hole and I was desperate, I just typed in CPA accountants on Google and, you know, a stream of people just showed up and the whole point. And then we got to talking and she was so calm. It was almost like she had this experience on a regular basis. And I was like, what? Like, oh, it's okay. You're like the 20th person that's gone through this. Yeah. And that's the point, though. Many people are dealing with this. I was reading. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Will Smith fan, but I also know the first problem he got into. Right? If you read his memoir, when he first made his first millions, his Fresh Prince and his first career, he didn't pay any taxes. Right? And so he ended up owing money until the first couple of seasons on the Fresh Prince because he went from rich to, you know, wealthy and then broke. And then he had to lose that. And then he had to build it back up. And that was all because he ended up owing about $1 million in taxes without understanding that. That means it affects anyone. It could affect your neighbor. It could affect the celebrity. Mm-hmm. You just never know until you have the conversation.
Yep. Absolutely. Huh. Yep.
Well, okay. As we wind down here, in terms of the pandemic and what happened, when it first came about, how did it affect your business?
I would say it kind of slowed us down a little bit just because people were apprehensive about spending money during that time. However, a lot of people were looking into alternative opportunities. So I would say in a nutshell, it was really great for us, at least for our Bookkeeper Academy, because people have been questioning whether or not a corporate job is the right thing. And more people are questioning it all the time. So that's very helpful for us because it's not as hard to show them that this is possible and what they can have because they're already thinking about it, which is before when we started this, it was kind of like a new thing. People felt stuck and trapped, but they didn't think they had an option.
Yeah,
I think a lot more people now are realizing there are options. They just don't know exactly what to do.
Yeah. We're experiencing what we call the great resignation this year. And a lot of people are, you know, resigning and at a rapid rate. It's so much so that, it's, you know, it's being called the great resignation. But it's to that question that you said, people are questioning whether they want to stay in a place that doesn't actually fulfill them. So,
yeah. Yeah. And it works really great for our Bookkeeper Academy, but it also works really great for our students because there's going to be lots of people out there starting other businesses as well, which just increases the client pool for our bookkeeping students. So,
Where can people find your academy? Where can people reach out to you? How can they join?
Yeah. So my website is called stayathomebookkeeper.com, or they can hop into our Facebook group, which is called Have Your Cake and Eat It Too. And anybody's welcome to send me a message on Facebook or LinkedIn. And if you can find me on there, I'm happy to chat anytime.
All right. We'll make sure we'll put that in the show notes. And the last question I have for you is the same I ask my all my guests. How How do you use your difference to make a difference?
I use my difference to make a difference so that so many other moms and dads can actually be home and not ever miss any of their kids' milestones, and they can witness them together.
Wow.
Tiffany Higgins, look at that. That is amazing. I want to thank you for coming on the show. This episode is going to air in January, so people will still be coming off the high of, I've set this new goal for myself, and I feel like episode is, it's perfectly timed for that moment of independence where they can realize that this is something that they can do. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is mine. Kings, queens, and royalty. Till next time, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.